Welcome to The Role of the Asker, a short video training offered to free members. I'm Brian Saber, president of Asking Matters, and I'm pleased to be with you today to talk about what your role is and isn't as an asker. As a kindred spirit, my goal in life is to please people, and that used to distort my sense of the role. It took me a long time to fully understand my role and to feel completely comfortable in it. It might surprise you that asking is actually the smallest part of your role. In fact, your role is mostly to build the relationship. Your second biggest role, even in a meeting where you are asking for a gift, is exploring and learning about the donor. The ask itself is one phrase. Would you consider a gift of $5,000 for our new library? And including further discussion once you've asked for this gift, you probably won't spend more than 5 or 10 minutes of that meeting on the actual ask. In my years of having solicited thousands of people, I have rarely spent more than that amount of time. So let's talk about your primary role, that of relationship builder. As important as the ask may seem at that moment, what is most important is the donor's lifetime giving to the organization, and that comes from a lifelong relationship. In fact, often a singular gift is not worth one's time and effort. We make that effort because donors give consistently if we acknowledge them correctly, communicate with them correctly, and cultivate them. And this creates an annuity of giving, often at increasing levels, that makes it so worthwhile. There are many ways to build that relationship. The first is to engage the donor in a dialogue about the organization. By asking questions and hearing from the donor's interest is piqued. The second is by finding out what the donor and your organization have in common. Are they both trying to accomplish the same thing? Do they both believe in the same thing? And do you and the donor have commonalities? The third way you build that relationship is through your enthusiasm for the organization. By showing your passion and commitment, you help instill that in the donor. The fourth is by establishing trust. The donor needs to trust the organization in order to invest in it. When you are open and honest with the donor, and you share details about the organization, you help build the donor's trust in you and it. All of these things help create a bond between the donor and you and the organization. Your second role as an asker is to explore. My motto is ask short questions and hope for long answers, because it is much more important for you to listen to what the donor has to say than for the donor to hear from you. Often we think we need to fill the space and tell the donor everything about the organization, but that's not true. A donor can only remember so much anyway. By listening, you will learn, and each step of the way, there are numerous questions for you to ask the donor. Certainly at the beginning of the conversation, but throughout as well, it is important to ask personal questions. Most people will be happy to tell you about themselves, and you can learn an awful lot this way. You can get a fuller sense of their lifestyle, their family, their interests, their capacity, and more. As much as we can learn today from Google and other sources, it pales in comparison to what we learn when we ask questions in person. There's no need to guess why any donor might give to your organization, and you don't have to know in advance where else the donor contributes, though that can be helpful. You simply have to ask the donor. Exploration helps you learn about the donor and build the relationship. Perhaps you've heard the adage, ask for a gift and you'll get advice. Ask for advice and you'll get a gift. The more you engage your donor in talking about the organization and asking for your donor's feedback, the more likely it is that the donor will contribute. It is also important to ask the donor questions about his or her charitable giving. This will help you understand the motivation so that you can craft the request to fit that motivation above and beyond motivated by your cause itself. Again, why guess when donors are very willing to answer these questions? There are a couple of things I hope you will keep in mind. First and foremost is that this is not about you. I know, easier said than done. And it's hard not to think that not getting a gift will be a reflection on you. Second, it's not about the gift. Though in the moment, the gift looms large. In fact, it's not about the gift, but about the relationship, as we discussed earlier. And though it's somewhat about the relationship to you, and there's no question that people give to people. In fact, the primary relationship needs to be to the organization itself and the great impact its work has. You are just the messenger. You cannot make a gift happen. You can only make it possible. You are only responsible for asking, not for the answer. So if you ask politely and appropriate, and the donor says, "No, I can't give," that is about the donor. If the donor says, "I can't give that much," that's about the donor. "The program doesn't interest me." Again, the donor. Your job is to ask, but you are not responsible for the gift. Only the donor can be responsible. Also remember that it's good to talk less and listen more. That means trying to talk no more than 50% of the time. This can be challenging, but it is important. Think about the percentage of the meeting you spend talking, and then try and whittle that percentage down over time. It will lead to better meetings. So don't forget, though the ask looms large, your key roles are to explore and build the relationship. This brings us to who we are and where our challenge might be. This brings us to the asking styles. We all have strengths in our roles as askers, but we all are challenged. The rainmaker, goal-oriented and driven, can be a little too focused on the gift and see it as the goal, when building the relationship is the goal. The go-getter will ask a lot of questions and likes engaging, but sometimes doesn't listen so closely to the answers. The kindred spirit is shy about asking questions, feels like it's prying, and needs to get over that. And the mission controller can be a little too systematic, and therefore the meeting can sound like an interview. Here's the list of questions and things I need to learn. Boom, 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 I'm going to ask them. So let's play to our strengths and watch out for where we're challenged. Thank you for joining me today to learn about the role of the asker. Here's to finding your voice and funding your passion.